This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Welcome back. Now, let's pick up where we left off.
We're Luna. And this is Gayotic.
Our podcast about absolutely nothing and yet everything, hosted by us homosexuals.
Who all share one brain cell.
Oh my god.
I'm Josette.
I'm Katie.
I'm Naomi.
The three of us have been in a band together for years. We've been friends for a decade. And we've been gay since the beginning of time.
Oh, yes. She's gonna be pissed at me. You know when she's gonna be pissed?
Why?
Should I go off my meds? Not for the same reason. Okay, this is a thing.
Wait.
Should I go off my meds? Not for the same reason as you.
This is perfect, actually. I have takes on this, but I want to hear your reasoning
I have takes. I just need shit to respond to. We all gave a presentation to each other today on why we're going off our meds. Why is this? This mic keeps moving away.
I hate
the episode being called going off our meds.
I need to tell you
the same reason as you.
You want to go off because you're like, I'm fine. That's not why.
You think you know me.
Tell me, look me in the eyes.
Why? No, I want to go off because I'm scared. I'm not gonna write good enough music.
Oh, whoa, girl.
No, that's
fucked up.
I have takes on that too.
Yeah, okay, absolutely. Let me go on my fucking rant.
Wait, can you guys leave?
Please record
here, Julian Baker.
I'm gonna touch you. I touched you.
You can touch me. That's okay.
I'll touch you later again too. I'm a fucking doofus. That's fucking
what happened to you? Listen, Josette texted me.
Oh, the peck grooming.
Can I read? I kind of want to read.
You should read the text. Josette texted. So I know you had a morning of going on a walk and having wild thoughts.
No, but I've been thinking Josette about this for a while.
Josette texted me individually before the group
not
text.
Not like wild thoughts, just zooming. Just so much espresso. Like my heart is beating so fast.
This is why I'm on medication.
I guess I filled in the blanks.
Can I read?
I want to read Joe's text
first. Let's hear it.
Okay, I love this. These texts are sent within 1 minute of each other. I love this so much. They're both sent with Siri, so just keep that.
That's
in mind.
How I text.
Joe's little smile,
and
on
I love
face.
Them both. The second one made me laugh out loud. Should we next year enroll in some online school classes together? Like on a subject that maybe we could try to tie into something for the record. This is a funny thought, but I wonder if it would be nice to do some structured learning. 1 minute later. Guys, have I always been this stupid? Or did I get stupid after we had COVID?
God, Siri doing me dirty.
For the first time? Or did I get stupid when I got put on medication? LOL, I am stupid. Dog.
Dude,
I love that so much.
I love now that. I didn't know that Siri did that with COVID. Yeah, I only text with Siri.
Also, key flag, we got COVID for the first time.
I guess I've only had it that one time, actually.
Oh, God.
But I need to know, like, was there a moment this morning where you were like,
I have been feeling stupid for a prolonged amount of time, and I listen to myself on this fucking stupid podcast. I love this job. And then I'm listening to myself, and I'm like, God, where? I mean, I know I struggle with speech because of a different learning
specialty.
I'm gonna touch you now.
Thank you. I needed that touch.
Learning specialty.
That's a little Italian thing. You guys,
I know I mix up words, but it's because of that other thing in my brain. But special. Guys, I've been smart in the past.
I still think you're smart.
I sound like a fucking idiot.
I feel like I've been having this conversation with a lot of my friends.
Is it because
like
of COVID?
With loosened? I don't know if it's.
It's phone.
I have.
Yeah, this part.
I don't
want to
say. I feel like I. It is. Say everything is the phone,
but it is though.
But I'm like, this is a Triscuit that rules Triscuit. My life. I look at it for like people like. Whatever, like people look at it to go on dates and like find people to be intimate and have sex with and to get their politics and to get their like funny little videos of animals, and it's all coming out of the same like spigot. And I'm like, that is not,
it's not right.
Shit is not supposed to be compartmentalized like that. It's also not supposed to be. If I start talking about this, it's gonna be like the whole podcast.
No,
but I'm just like, it's overwhelming, and then I think it makes you feel like Well, and I also think it's normal, like, as you get older.
It's become dumb.
No, to recognize how little you know.
Yes.
Like, I thought I was fucking smart in when I was, like, 17.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, like, reading What Is to Be Done, I was like,
yeah, totally.
I am going to spearhead the revolution.
Yeah.
And then I'm like.
That was a good feeling.
Yeah, I know.
I was so fucking ripped. But I was also, like, full of terror.
Well, yeah. I mean, and mental
they
illness.
Go hand in
and
hand.
Now I'm like, full of terror and powerlessness.
Yeah.
But there's, like, some acceptance that I gotta work in there, or else I'll straight up die.
Yeah. I think
I'll just
evaporate.
Yeah.
The
do like self more?
No. Do like self more? Or no.
I don't.
The specialty.
I think I'm more patient with myself,
mm-hmm.
and then, or like, I'm more patient with other people.
Yeah, that's
and
nice.
Then like relinquishing control of other people makes me feel like, oh, I'm actually not even super in control. Like, when I think about stuff that has happened to me or situations I've been put in or, like, environments I grew up within or structures that I'm, like, embedded in, mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, I can control how I respond, but I can't control, like, the information I'm getting. Or, like, even you're talking about, like, phones. I'm like, this is theoretically a fire hose of information, but it's also, like, curated to what makes me a marketable data mm-hmm. source God. And exchanger. Mm-hmm. So I don't even have the whole picture.
Yeah.
I'm like, I just like realizing the sliver of awareness that's available to me.
Yeah, totally.
And like how subjective it is.
Right.
Makes me have to like take everything with a grain of salt. And then when I have, but also back to your thing, the first text you sent was so pure and sweet.
Oh, well, yeah.
I want that. Yeah. I want.
I think that's the like.
And then you're like, oh, I'm dumb for this.
Yeah.
No, it's not
or
dumb
like,
for
Or like, I'm
that.
Dumb in general.
No, I feel like I have brain fog. Like, yeah. I do. I feel that's like what... I have less. I can't recall like I used to be able to like have recall.
Well, okay, dude. That is my. I'm like, there's more information than this could possibly hold. Being like, I don't know. I feel like I. Or, like, before the last 10 years when, like, social media platforms and stuff, like, exploded, I'm like, what you were able to take in, even in media, was smaller, more focused.
Yeah, totally.
Granted, it didn't have, like, theoretically all these sources of the individual. I also think, I'm like, what's crazy about, like, the thing we were talking about being observed, or, like, when you're less aware of how you're being perceived, it's easier to be present, is that, like, even when you're not in a performing field, I feel like the entire, like how life is structured, individualism makes you feel like you have to constantly be managing other people's perceptions of you.
Well, that's social media.
That's what I'm saying. And I'm like,
dude, and like, here's the most effective way to do that ever.
For every single person on
Earth. Yeah, it's fucked up.
And I'm like, actually, I don't think it's the worst thing ever to get, like, not to completely self-efface, because then that's a whole other, like, Luce and I talk about that a lot.
Another way of controlling it.
Yeah, Christianity is totally. Like, you actually don't exist like, or matter. Yeah, but it's like, just get, like, being, like, right-sized and subsumed in a community is not the worst thing ever. Like, not to constantly assert your own individualism.
Mm-hmm. I mean, then, yeah, the like, it, this, have you seen Can't Get You Out of My Head, the Adam Curtis documentary series?
No.
I feel like, oh, I feel like you're gonna
I'm
watch
text you
his
link.
Shit and then
wait,
it's really
space.
Good.
I'm gonna text you a little
Adam
link.
Curtis.
He's a doc. He made also, what's the other one?
Hypernormalization,
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
Phoebe and Lucy make fun of me so much because I'll be like at a party and then they'll walk by and I'll be like, have you seen Hypernormalization?
Totally.
Okay, that shit.
That shit's
we watched that when we were making the last record and we somehow, like, sometimes we do crack together and we're
well,
like,
also this
it's
is like, going to tie in
with
this.
Also, it's like,
well, it
ties in when we're gyrating on each other's asses on stage.
Yeah.
That's really when the theory sort of becomes praxis.
Well, I think it's also just like, we don't want to work. Like all the time, and you're like,
yeah.
What's something productive? Also, because we're addicted to being productive,
no,
too.
No, here's the thing. I barely want to work at all. Am I a workaholic? Sure. But I don't want to work at all.
Yeah.
Like, that, ultimately.
Oh, God,
that's the truth.
You guys were so far.
I know. Well, there's just, like, an idea in Can't Get You Out of My Head that, like, is just the development of the individual as, like, I don't know, developing your individualism.
As, like, supreme to your existence.
Yes.
Not the interconnectedness
it's
of you.
It's capitalism, though, too. You know what I mean?
It is capitalism.
It's particularly,
yeah,
like,
that's why.
It's neoliberalism.
Yeah, like, it is neoliberalism.
Yeah.
Fuck this!
You want to know what I'm thinking right now?
What?
How we were all just having a conversation about being dumb, and then my internal dialogue for the last like
it was
minute and a half has been like, Katie, pay attention.
Dude,
you can remember that if you saw the documentary or not.
Come on, you watched this
you
one.
You know
or not.
What it was
you
about.
You didn't see it. You
okay, thank it. God. Jesus.
No, we
Christ.
Watched the other one together, and then Naomi watched this one and sent
Katie,
me the
think
link.
Think of something that was in it so that you can say. So I'm
the country China. God damn.
Okay. No, this is so funny though because
wait, but so why do you you want to get off? You want to get off your meds because they're making you feel
dumb? I don't know if it was because of COVID too, though. I just feel like I have brain.
You want to start eliminating stuff.
No, I don't know what I want to do because I actually, to be honest, since I've become on the medication, I'm much better.
Yeah.
Like I'm not going on the walks thinking like. Being a manic
you
robot.
You used to just be so locked into like your schedule.
Well, yeah,
and it would trigger the shit
angry.
Out of you if you if it wasn't if you couldn't stay on top of everything.
16 loops around the Rose Bowl.
Yeah, you were living like
I was in hyper-normalization.
Yeah,
I was hyper
abnormal.
Yeah,
hyper abnormalization.
Yeah, I don't know though. It's like also I do think that a lot of people when they're on medication, the thing is I am better. I am not as angry or upset and manic, but I am so stupid.
I don't know.
But dude, I just feel like I'm in a little bit of a haze.
Wait, is it possible, Anya and Allie, do you guys feel stupid too?
Constantly.
But COVID, but you guys think
I
it's like
from
say, that
is
time?
It because of us touring?
Is
but
it COVID?
The like stress of what we all are like still living through, it's just like constantly taking up a part of our brain that otherwise would be dedicated to being smarter. But instead we're like, am I in danger? Is everyone around me in danger? Am
also,
my friends okay?
I'm like, specialized skills, like, okay.
Yeah, I only
you're getting obsessed with
that.
One thing.
Well, no, like having to do a million things.
Yeah,
I'm
like,
dude, no, it's not. Like,
it's bad.
I also don't want to come off sounding like a Luddite or like I'm going to join like a Mennonite cult.
But we need
more
of that.
But what if we should?
We do need more people
but
who
like,
are, reject this.
But I do reject it and everybody tells me
people
that I have
it's bad.
No.
I'm like everybody's like you're avoidant to communication and
really?
Or like you're or like I don't know I will miss things that make me feel like an irresponsible redult. And
I think you're a brave hero.
Redult?
Yeah. You're a good
irresponsible
specialty
redoing adult. But no the other thing I'm like okay, yeah, we lived through essentially like a globally witnessed through instantaneous media bubonic plague again, where like mass people were dying. And then we were all like, gotta get back to work. And then went back to it. And
while it was still happening.
Yeah. And then we were all just like, I guess that's fine.
Do you remember the period where we kind of thought like the revolution was upon us because of COVID? Like,
yes.
It was like
I had a moment
can
of hope.
Change.
And that's why I feel so also just like where all this fucked up shit is happening. And I'm just like, nothing's going to change. Like, I'm like, nothing is going to change because if COVID
didn't change it.
And like how many people were actually like going to protests and like trying to do fucking something. I'm like, nothing's going to.
I have it, dude. It's because of the individual welfare.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
Because,
individualism is.
Well, like the individual welfare as supreme to the community welfare is a trap because then they'll give you a little, or like the idea that like a platform owned by a billionaire, like fucking Twitter or Instagram or something, is selling you the idea that you're like, asserting a cause or that it's just a conduit through which you can convey an idea that's not getting transmuted is making somebody money. And also it's making you feel individually responsible for like the revolution or your part or your take being important instead of like you contributing to something else.
Instead of organizing.
Well, because your reality is bisected. Like your reality is completely bisected.
Yeah.
We live two realities.
But they
like,
give you
the
a little spot. It's like they give you a playpen to be like, this isn't fair. And then they're like, okay.
Did you have fun?
Yeah. But nothing fucking changes. And they're just like cackling behind the like servers being like,
dude, but that's why we have to, honestly, this sounds fucked, but also our livelihoods are tied to this. We need to boycott social media and boycott goods. That's the only way change happens, because if not, it's like, they're like, go do this in this playpen.
Yo, I mean, so then you'll be like, your little feelings. Like,
Post your fucking shit on the thing that we will use to make us money to buy more fucking recycling credits that don't exist, because it's just like moral exchange of, wow.
So that we can go in here for 20
minutes.
I really hear this critique, but I also know that it's like,
it's really funny.
In organizing circles, it's like, I have to use like WhatsApp.
Well, of course.
To talk
Oh, yeah. Like, I think
we also
use it
to actually organize, you know?
Texting, I think, is good. Generally, I think texting and FaceTime are good.
We can keep them.
And the only thing that is good about Instagram, like the girl that you posted yesterday,
B-san?
Yeah.
Yeah, B-san's great.
Who's like actively giving real information when our information is controlled by all the media conglomerates in the US.
Like being able, the radicalizing, the original idea of the internet as being this like radicalizing force, like it's going to connect everyone. We're going to be able to have free access to like information that's not controlled by all these, you know, big media companies. But then immediately, obviously, that
so long as it's
online.
Private, it's just digital property. Yeah. It's just virtual property.
But
so
that's
100%.
Not a problem with technology. That's a problem with privatization and capitalism, right? Like it's a problem.
Then I also think it's like the conceptualization of everything as globally like interchangeable. I'm like, that's why I think you're right. Like the texting, FaceTime, I'm like in an anarcho-communalist model.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know what I mean? Like when you like living in direct community, we were talking about this the other day, like living in direct exchange community with people you can see and like that you can understand nuance in their lives. You can provide physical, tangible, informed help to people.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't. And then there's something to be said of like what you can become educated about. Like, I don't know. Help me with this thought. I'm like test driving it.
Yeah.
Like
no,
you can become educated about like what's happening in Maine or what's happening in like Palestine or what's happening in Ukraine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then it's like, can you tangibly like then deciding that you want to participate?
Is it more like building a community of like a multiplicity of centers where it's like there's a bunch of localized like support networks?
There's
it's like nodes instead of one convergent giant thing.
Reality. That doesn't work.
There's an amazing book that everyone should read truly. It like, okay, before I, this book will have some thoughts that will appear as Captain Obvious thoughts, but like, a lot of it is so good. It's called How Modern Media Destroys Our Minds. It is an amazing book. And basically, a lot of it, there's a section of it that's about like how we do have access to all this information about what's going on in the world, but they describe it as like you are outside of like a glass box with your like hands on the outside of a glass box watching horror unfold all around the world, but you can't do anything about it.
Yeah.
Like all Which you can reinforces do is see it, an well, idea. Know that it's happening and feel alienated from it.
And then it my thought is that further than that is destructive to your immediate physical community because you're straight up looking down into your phone, overwhelmed, paralyzed by something that is happening on the other side of the globe, and then you are fearful and like the guy, like the like an unhoused person on the street pariah. Like then you're not engaging or even an unhoused person, just another person who's going through like an emotional crisis or a person who needs like patience or whatever. Like you're then caught between trying to grapple with a scale this big of global need and then also balancing this like weird self care rhetoric that sometimes can be paralytic.
Yeah, totally. Like,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. I think, I mean, this is, sounds funny, but like to go back to like watching the Adam Curtis documentary and being like, this is going to be connected to the album. Like a word that came up a lot when we were doing the last like press cycle for the record was agency and like how transformative it can be to like have a sense of there being something that you can do to like change life for yourself or the people that you love that are around you. And I do think that what I do worry about this idea of like just despair that I see, like,
yes,
with like, oh, well, nothing's going to change, because it's like that is what interacting with technology and interacting with like activism, quote unquote, in this way is doing to us, is giving us a feeling of like we don't actually have the ability to affect, like, make change.
And there's,
we do.
There's also like, here, my thoughts on it now are like, we have these platforms forced upon us. If you have a, if you, you, it is somewhat, if you, if there's information worthy of sharing, to share it. But I don't necessarily believe in like infographic culture as being ultimately helpful at all. I think probably the best thing that we can all do, if we are able to, is like, if you're going to engage with online activism to whatever extent, run people some money. If
that, you have I
money,
agree.
Yeah,
I
just
agree.
Run that, people money. Because guess what's straight fucking up, helpful? Yeah. Money. Running yeah. people money. I mean, what else? Like, me, I don't know. Like, I feel like my community online, whatever that means, like people that follow me, we probably all have 99%.
Yeah, you don't need
the
to
same
make a speech.
Politic. I don't need to, like, you know, finger wag at these
yeah,
people.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, but maybe some of them are fucking rich, you know? Like,
yeah.
The least you can do is like, or the thing that's actually helpful in a material reality is fucking money.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, no, I agree.
Well, but
I hate
then
to
I
say
also
it.
Think that there's this like delusional idea of like social capital that's really like
totally
nebulous,
well, that is
and difficult. And so people, like, I hear a lot of people, honestly, like, since I moved here, I was also gonna say the thing about like, how did this tie in? But like, it, like, everybody's always like a little bit working. I'm yes. kind of like,
yeah.
I feel
yeah.
kind of like
a little bit working.
Well, it's also
I'm,
well,
nobody's
when you're socializing.
Fully working. Everybody's trying to make work also
chill.
A little treat.
Oh, yeah,
but people work are also trying to like. Have y'all read that Gia Tolentino?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh my god, so the always optimizing thing about when she's at the Sweetgreen, being like,
amazing.
"Was this my destiny?"
God,
she's the best. Shout out Gia.
Yeah, Gia wrote her bio.
I accidentally,
oh, hell yeah.
She was unbelievable.
She's so dope.
I listened to that essay. I listened to it while I was doing a HIIT workout.
It's amazing.
As I was doing it, I was like, wait.
Squatting, hold on a second.
Yeah, yeah. It was really
that is
fucked
so
up.
Funny.
Anyway.
But
there,
it's
wait, but like they're the tricking you. Yeah, they're it's like. I don't know who they is. I'm always
they.
I mean,
that's
very
Adam
like,
Curtis
they,
as well. Like,
they're tricking
they?
You.
Yeah,
the society,
the state, the state.
Who started doing like
the
this
state.
I thing first? You or Phoebe?
I don't know. I think it's in our like like now we have like a, we all have a shared lexicon of
yeah,
mannerisms.
Yeah,
and it's impossible
that.
To tell.
It's so no. cute.
But yeah,
it's how friendship works. You lose the origin, but you know. You know
yeah.
the meaning.
You let your identity become shared.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, but maybe
I don't
that's
exist.
Good.
Yeah, I think it is good.
Because it means you have real friends.
Yeah.
Let me start by right. saying this show, Gaiotic, is sponsored by BetterHelp.
How are you guys doing right now? Speaking of BetterHelp.
Not
in.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, you know, living in the world as we're experiencing it now can often be, you know, at times you'll feel elated and at other times you'll feel very depressed. And I think we oscillate between those two emotions frequently, and
absolutely.
It's hard to do that by yourself.
Definitely.
Well, that's why it's so nice to have a therapist that you can talk to help bring you back to what you care about in life or just talk about, you know, the everyday problems of existence.
Yeah.
You know?
We are very pro therapy as a band.
Hell
and
yeah.
I'm also pro, like, getting help where you can find it. And what I love about BetterHelp is how accessible it is for people to try. I have a lot of friends where BetterHelp was, like, the first therapist that they
I was
going to
mention a friend of ours
yeah.
who had a BetterHelp, who found his therapist through BetterHelp as an individual that travels quite a bit and
mm-hmm.
needed to be able to do it over the phone. And, yeah, it's like starting therapy can be a lot like starting to date. And
mm-hmm.
it makes you feel very nervous, and you do have to find the right person, and
mm-hmm.
BetterHelp can, you know, kind of facilitate that process a little bit.
Definitely. So we encourage all y'all to visit BetterHelp.com/gaiotic today
and you can get 10% off of your first month. That's betterhelp.com/chaotic. Go to therapy, y'all. Go,
please.
You're listening to Chaotic. Go to therapy.
Put the podcast down and get help with BetterHelp.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Tell us your childhood.
Oh, we're going
my
back.
My childhood?
Yeah.
At the beginning, I was going to say.
I was born on September
28th. So in this podcast, would you like to talk about all your trauma, or would you like to talk about the dumbest shit that could ever be thought?
Yeah, this is kind of complex. We didn't even introduce. We skipped and jumped.
Yeah. No, but yeah, I mean, on this pod, we normally do childhood through the lens of.
What do we normally
thinking
do?
We do normally do.
Say some of the dumbest shit anyone's ever heard.
That
could be the same thing.
It's through the lens of like realizing maybe gay, if gay.
One realized gay.
Like
one realized gay.
Yeah.
And
like early.
I'm like, do I need to know all the questions?
No. Just like if there's like for me, there's specific like early memories of when I first had a thought breakthrough that was like
horny gay.
Little oh fuck.
And then like
oh, fuck.
Immediate like shoving it back down. Mm. I know also that were you raised religious or did you find Jesus Christ?
Both.
On your own.
Hell yeah.
Okay. I was raised like traditional, like I don't know, we went to like a Baptist church and then we went to a evangelical church.
Uh-huh.
But my parents were like cult, like very culturally religious. Okay. And then like everybody, I guess culturally religious and in practice, like.
And you got, where did you live?
I lived in Memphis, Tennessee.
Okay.
Well. I was born there and raised there until cool. I went to college. Cool. And then I moved to right outside of Nashville.
Yeah.
So then like, yeah, I was raised, I'm gonna say up until like second grade, like going to church a whole bunch. And then my parents kind of were doing their own thing and had other shit to deal with and like unmet emotional needs. And
as it is.
And then I was just kind of doing my own thing. And none of the cool kids believed in God. So I was like, yeah, God's not real. And then I, like my OCD self, I'm so susceptible. I'm like, it's a miracle I didn't join a cult.
Join a cult.
Well,
Did
I join
a
cult?
I got you.
And then I got like straight edge and really into like rock church at the same time.
For sure.
What's rock church?
Rock church is like.
Like Hillsong type shit?
Yeah, exactly like Hillsong. Yeah.
Cool.
Like there was a kid at youth group playing like Hail to the Thief and I was like, I play guitar. And then that was my whole. And honestly, sometimes I'm like, for all the fucked up shit that church instilled in me, it did make me good at gigging. Because the totally. People would call. I played the straight up worship circuit in Memphis.
So, like, so many of call, the best musicians I know like come from gospel.
Because they you Leland, learn right? you yeah, learn they like give you a chord chart or you learn numbers. Like that's what, how I learned Nashville numbers. Okay. Is like they'll just be like 1-1-5 whatever like stupid music school shit.
Yeah.
But then you have like 12 hours. Like I'd get a text on like Saturday night. Like, do you want to play at First Evan or do you want to play at Bellevue or whatever. I never played at Bellevue Baptist. That was just the first church that came to my head. Important because they, so my Bellevue Baptist had that gay rehabilitation center called Sick. Love in Action oh, in absolutely. Memphis.
What an insane name.
Love in Action.
Love have y'all, in Action.
Have y'all
in
seen action. That movie? It was a book too. Boy Erased.
No.
That mm-hmm. is about.
That's crazy.
Love in Action.
Was Troye Sivan in that? By any chance, is that what? The one he was in?
No,
I thought Troye Sivan was well, Australian.
He is, but I think he was in a
no, no, like
oh no, but Hillsong, there. Hillsong's Australian.
Yeah, Hillsong is.
I but wonder. Was, if he I don't. Was yeah, I mean the movie. Movie. Troye Sivan's yeah. Jewish, but I think well, he oh. might have been in Boy Erased the movie.
I didn't know he was Jewish.
Yeah, he is.
I didn't know he was Jewish.
Either. Yes, he is.
Why so hot?
Exactly. Precise.
Yeah.
That's so cool though that you. It also reminds me a little bit of like you know when people, are like in recovery and they're like, you know, like my acting out, like my drug use, like did a lot, like served me a lot, you know,
yeah.
like,
yeah,
there's like some parallels for me of like, hey, that was like a place to go.
Absolutely. You know? Yeah. Like it was a place to go. And then also I'm like, I'm glad I was straight edge because if I had had like a, like if my relationship to substances in and out of using and abusing drugs and alcohol had been differently paced, my life would have just looked a lot different. So yeah. I was like definitely like a judgmental straight edge kid with a stick up my ass.
How just long like, were you oh, edge yeah. until
23?
Oh, whoa.
I was edge in high school for wow. for a spell.
You right. were?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought you
yeah, dude. I was out here listening to Have Heart being like,
dude, I know.
Born this way, die this way.
Fuck
sorry,
me,
I love
dude.
You, Pat.
I think like not I was straight edge until like maybe I was this is it's insane to be straight edge when you are a literal
when
child.
You are cannot buy I was like it child. Was easy as fuck for me to be straight edge because I had no way to get a handle of substances.
There was no way you were going to get it, so yeah. might as well be like, whatever.
I don't want it anyway.
But when you yeah punk a lot of people who are in yeah, like San hardcore Diego. Punk scene San Diego shit you
that makes
it,
sense
it was a little bit edge it was cool to be edge for a hot second there.
Yeah,
that's why the term when people started saying second. Edgelord on the internet,
it's
I was
like, wait, what does that mean? Yeah, I got confused too.
I was like, is you mean like they're what a minor threat? After,
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah, exactly.
I could not.
I don't
tell
know
you.
What the new one is.
Edgelord is like when you're. I would I've describe it as like sure. you're an incel who has sex, but you share all the same dumbass ideas.
Is it like edging? Oh. You know yeah. what I'm saying?
I don't know, man. Not, I think it means choosing. You're just like a dumbass.
Okay.
You're
okay.
just like a provocateur, maybe. In a you're like a political provocateur.
Oh, yeah.
Edgy.
You're like you're edgy.
Like
it's
you're
yeah,
like edgy.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
like edgy
you're
in the
boundary.
But you're yeah, you're like you're it's like you're like ironically, but also not like a right winger.
Yeah.
but you might run in leftist circles.
Oh, people that are like have like libertarian takes and it's like no
yeah or like just... socially conservative shit
no,
or like
stop saying socially not you
no
but
I
like,
know but in general
stop saying financially
well, it's because, conservative.
Because,
yeah.
that's the funniest thing in the world it's like guys
that's literally the opposite well and it's all to imagine
that
those things
I know only yeah. the rich people or
aneurysm.
Like the white guys you know what I'm saying
wait
I'm
have y'all seen that show
brother.
Beef I mean,
yes. No, but I've heard it's on.
Oh my god! When
it just seems like it would be
what is her
me out.
Character's name? Where she's like, did you ever notice how like the people that are like money is secondary to everything are
or
people
rich.
With a lot of wealth?
Are people yeah. who have a lot of money.
You're like,
yeah. Wait, but this is yeah. the edge conversation Fuck. Is reminding me that the first person who like introduced us to your music was our original drummer,
who was edge, but
Scott
he had
Heiner.
A heart condition too. We told you that he emailed your manager or whatever.
What?
Wait, Scott, I'm totally outing. I swear to God, we maybe told you this. Like, when we were in college, he loved you so much that he, like,
Scott
emailed
Scott
your manager
listening.
Being like, I could play with
Julian, but I could like play like Cajon or like Tom. Some so Tom. So he won't play Tom. Like,
whatever. Auxiliary he's Tom. Like, I can hear auxiliary some Tom yeah. is like a.
So cool.
That's a lane.
Is Scott coming on Saturday?
It's my favorite track on my Ableton template.
Oh yeah, it is your favorite. Or Clave.
Scott is going to be in New York. We played, I think I've told you this, like we played South By in like 2016 or 2017. It was our first South By and you were playing, what fucking venue?
Something.
The church thing?
No.
The
Presbyterian church? It was like an actual venue.
We played there too.
Was like, it when Lucy played as well? I don't know. With the big disco ball?
I don't know,
I played
man.
Straight up 100 shows. That's like a... I don't want to say boot camp because I'm trying to get away from using like but weapon that, and
South
military.
South By is
like,
it is.
Or it's like
you
a
get thrown to the deep end.
It's like an obstacle course. They're like, and now carry your 50-pound pedal board across gravel and up 3 flights of stairs, set up as fast as you can. Like what?
It's like survivors.
Important people will be listening.
They might give you like they're just dangling a record contract. Like
they all have like dollar bills in the audience.
Yeah. That's exactly
like a matador with a signed contract.
That's what everything is when you're first starting as a musician. You think everything is the most like, and well, they tell you it's the most important thing.
Yeah. I was struggling that South By.
You don't know. That's the thing, too, is, like, there's no, like, you don't, like, go to undergrad, go to law school, pass the bar, apply at some firms, and then you find your path. You just, like, are throwing shit, or, like, you don't, like, go to med school.
Yeah, there's no route.
Yeah, there's it's, no well, route. And the trajectory isn't like this. It's just, it's like, you keep
I'm
fucking.
I'm kind of laughing at the idea of you knowing every step of the way it takes to become a doctor.
Both my parents were in the medical field.
My dad's a doctor.
Yeah. I feel like. You know that meme of Pete Davidson and whatever that lady is, and it's like me explaining my partner explaining to their family that I am a musician is my real job.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like she's like leading him out of a thing.
Oh yeah,
that's me. That's me talking to every person I see who
you
doesn't
just say you're
know.
An accountant.
Oh, sometimes I'll lie though for sure. I'll say I'm in sales.
Joe
or
is
something.
My worst. So it's not a lie.
You've been really thinking about me that way. Oh, my God,
as accountant.
Joe's just really good.
At Joe's business. Good at math, and I'm genuinely stupid.
Well, no, I'm just scheme. I mean, like we're a small business, and we got a scheme. And
you're like 10% like, as opposed
I'm running
20%
the worst small
run,
business of all time. Talk
to I Joe's think you're doing pretty game. Well, actually. Yeah.
From the outside,
from the outside, it looks
such.
Pretty fucking good, dude.
Yeah, it's a facade.
Yeah, I mean, as is all.
As is all.
Yeah,
it's
a multi-level marketing
scheme. I'm about to out myself for my worst. A fantasy lie that I tell when people ask me what I do is I say I tour, and then they'll be like, you play an instrument? And then I'll say what I did when I was in college, which is I like set up line arrays and like plug
dude, I'll sometimes say shit.
I'm
like
just
that.
Like, yeah, I don't like, want to be because I don't like, I don't want to engage with a well, and then also I have like a lot of shame around like weird like bootstrappy like working class
totally.
Shit. But then also I'm like, I'm definitely not loading the truck. So I can't really say that. Or like I had this experience on my last solo headliner tour where my TM was like, I know that you think that you're helping load the trailer. It would help us if you just sat your ass on the bus. And I was just like my heart shattered inside. I was like, I can no longer be tangible. Yeah. Actually,
you have to accept your role.
Well, but like, that's the type of shit. Like, this is crazy, but I have a friend from Atlanta who also went to, what is it called? Like, fucking Passion Church or whatever.
Okay.
And was like, yeah, there was a mission trip that we went to, and we're like building houses for people in Africa. And at night, all the kids would go to sleep. And then the people that lived there would have to tear down.
Oh my God.
It's like, as soon as isn't you say that, as soon as you say that, I'm like, of fucking course.
Like, isn't that sad that they were like, here's you cosplaying to the nth degree how to be helpful and build a house with no knowledge of like how to use a square or a level or a fucking table saw. Like no fucking knowledge.
It's like goodwill on its own.
The community is like, these houses will kill
us. That's like a thing. That's like a whole thing.
So
we
have to tear them down.
Things
like
rich kids. Like,
exactly. Yeah.
But it's just like that, like, yeah, the thinking about like how to be actually helpful. It's a lot of ego death Honestly, yeah,
it's
that's like
run them their money. It's like that. I mean, honestly, just pay people on your team as well as you can.
But yeah, I also straight up. 100%, but then I 100%. Also, the opposite thing to that is, I am like, money, like cash, is not the only capital. Like, you can't just keep increasing someone's, like, somebody that works for me. I can't be like I feel like there's a certain amount of like I can't. If my dream was to open a 5-star restaurant, I would have to know how to properly clean a cast iron. And I would be willing. You know what I mean? Yeah, like, yeah. I would have to know how to do that. Like, I cannot just be like, well, I'll keep paying you out of the wealth that I accrue from my lucrative job. And even if you have to be on, like, a red-eye flight and be up for, like... Like, there's a certain point where that stops being capital, and then there's, like, emotional capital.
Yeah.
And,
yeah,
like, absolutely. Comfort. Yeah. And, like, shit that you can't equate out to, like, well, totally. They're fairly compensated, because I think that's how people do the shit where they show up to a restaurant, and they're like, it's their job.
Totally.
I want to throttle that. That's each my. And
that's,
every
like, one
person.
Of my biggest pet peeves.
Yeah.
On a date, I'm like, it's over.
Yeah,
it's,
absolutely.
It's over right now. Absolutely. If you say that's their job.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think, God. But it's hard.
I'll eat the wrong order.
We've talked about this a lot.
It's not a bad, and then people
eat the wrong order, I'm serious.
No, wait, I'm defending myself right now. I don't know, it's the 500 coffees, but I feel like I have been on in so many interactions where people are like, you have to stick up for yourself. It is okay to want what you want. You can send the order back. And then there's like a woman who's like clearly worked a double, like, and I'm like, there wasn't supposed to be chives.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
She's like, I'm like, can I just let it go? Like, yeah. Some shit, you can, it's scalable. Everything is
scalable. It off.
If it has like meat, if it has meat or something on it, I won't.
That's
well,
different.
I don't eat
that's
meat.
Like that's like an allergy or a dietary restriction. If it's like some shit that I just don't like, I'm like, no pecans. Like, yeah. I don't fucking, like, totally. Everything's not scalable to everything else, or like everything's not symbolic of. Like, you're infringing on my, I have a right to send this back.
Oh my God.
I'm like, dude, just eat the fucking.
The only thing that will make me sad in a restaurant sometimes is like, and this is why you have to have strong women in your life.
Because you need to have strong, you know what it is? You need to have strong white women.
You need strong white ladies in your life, folks, or strong women in general.
You need strong white women who were told, yes, you can.
They're strong. Shout out to all the strong ladies out there. You are sticking up for us, because what I need a strong woman in my life to do is to say, excuse me, they ordered mac and cheese as a side, but it has not come yet. Like,
that's like my, sometimes my biggest fear. The only thing, okay, I have two things to say. The first thing is, we try to take good care of our employees. We do, I think, a good job.
Yeah.
And the second thing is, I won't say things at a restaurant, but if you're trying to fuck me, that's the only time I will really.
They are trying to fuck me.
Dude, you know this. Dude,
okay, you do have, dude, you have like the paranoia.
The server?
No, it has nothing to do with the server.
Just talking about like contractors.
You're
on a date.
No,
I'm just talking about someone
who's
giving
like,
you an
if
estimate
someone
for a
where
job.
It's like, I have to. Okay, so it's like I'd never do this at a restaurant. This is more of like sticking up for yourself in that way where I'm like, I won't allow any of us to get taken advantage of because someone thinks that we don't understand something.
Yeah. That's real.
Oh no. Wait, I feel this though.
This
I
is
feel
like
the,
one of my
if
biggest
I feel
pet peeves.
That you think I'm stupid, even if I don't know shit about plumbing, I'm just like, I can tell you think I'm stupid.
Well, oh,
but sometimes
yeah.
it's
no,
paranoia and I have
oh, they,
to be real
they do
careful
think you're stupid.
I have like Lil Dyke like
I know.
You're fucking talking to me like I'm dumb.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I have that like going on in my brain constantly, but sometimes I'm like, wait, no, you actually do
sometimes
think
it's real.
Well,
actually,
I think
a lot of the
both.
Time it's real.
I think it's both. I mean, you gotta just also, it's like, you know, it's what you're willing to do or willing to not do. Are you willing to get multiple estimates?
Yeah.
Or are you tired and you don't care? You know what
sometimes
I mean?
Sometimes I understand not caring.
I don't
sometimes
care.
Sometimes people spend so much money, like our unnamed friend did on their backyard.
Oh, oh yeah.
Where it's like,
I'm not doing that.
I'm spending
a
lot of
choice.
Money these days left and right. I'm just.
But when
spent,
you get money
care.
And then you're like, and you've not had money and then people just come and tell you what shit costs. Mm-hmm. I'm like, that's a scam too. It's like, if you're, because I feel like no one is cheaper than like
rich people.
The generationally would. Rich people.
Yeah. Generally,
like, I have
rich
like,
people
I
trying to split
can
dinner.
Can confirm.
A rich person dated a generally.
God. I dated a generationally wealthy person.
Cross class.
And I was like, cross love. The way that they were always thinking about money, I was like, you don't know that a life of broke existence is possible. Like, yeah, you don't, you're afraid of it because it's never happened to you. And I'm like, when I got a little bit of money, I was just like, sure, that seems like it should cost $300. And it took me a minute to start being like, wait. Yeah, the Lucille Blue. Yeah. What? How much could a banana cost?
Yeah,
$20.
Yeah, exactly. Arrested Development best show.
Wait,
but has not been topped yet.
Yeah, I think about that all the time. But then also, I've done that before. Like during the pandemic, I had a little side hustle where I cleaned offices on Music Row. So I'd like be wiping off the CMA like Country Music Award from the guy who wrote Fancy Like.
Yeah.
With little Windex, just like,
what? Yeah.
So shit.
Why did you
cleaning off Sam Hunt's gold records or whatever the fuck?
God damn.
But then they'd be like, how much was that? Like they'd write, like the cleaning company or the woman that I worked for would just be like, I'll pay you however much because I just charge them. They're like, how much could it cost for a day of work? $1,000?
Yes.
Or like, you were here for 6 hours. Here's $400. I'd just be like,
correct.
To be honest,
though,
like, that's sick.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say the opposite.
No.
That type
of
work is undervalued.
I was like, this is Lucille Bluth hours, y'all not knowing how much work I put into, like, Swiffer.
No, but
yeah,
that's
but I like that.
Okay, so
I
for
like
me,
that,
there are times where, like, I know. Here's the difference between you. And I think it probably has to do with, like, a difference of, like, I do come from generational wealth, and I'm trying to be aware of what I thought you were yawning.
That would be incredible.
wait. Like literally eyes rolling back.
Christ.
Sometimes when we are bored of something, we will go,
okay, no, but this guy who I really like, who has done some work for me in my house, like, I know, I low-key know that he's overcharging me for stuff, but it's like,
but you just let
I'm just like, I don't care.
But sometimes you should.
But it's like, out of goodwill, it's not like,
but this does remind me of one time, okay, I got my windows replaced in my house, and it was X amount of money to do, it was like $4,000 something, like, I had to pay, I wrote a check. I accidentally wrote this man a check.
I remember that.
For money you don't have.
I'm not kidding.
$40,000.
$400,000. $400,000.
You were so lucky that he didn't say
he did not, you know. Every time,
no,
I get it.
To go through, but this
I'm like,
guy,
do you have a Venmo? Because every
he
time
he called
I
me,
check.
He called me. God bless him,
nice
Ernie.
Guy.
Thank you, Ernie. And he was like, I got to come back to your house because
God damn it,
because you did something crazy.
Yeah. But the guy who overcharges me, he was working that day, so I think he. So and I told him about it because I was trying to learn Spanish. So I was like, "How do you say that?
Cuatrocientos mil dólares.
Yeah,
yo tengo cuatrocientos mil dólares.
Yeah, right. So
and
I,
he was like,
and
so I told him because
mil?
I was like tripping out about it. And I thought it was funny. And I think he
heard
thought
that,
he's
like,
he was
oh,
like,
she has
he was
that
like,
much
okay,
money.
She's accidentally writing checks for $400,000. Like, I can charge her whatever. Yeah. How
like,
did it happen?
Yeah, like, where was the extra zeros?
Okay. The number was normal.
Crippling ADHD.
But, yeah, here's what happened. I was trying to have a conversation with the man as I was writing the checkout, which turns out is too much
impossible
for me. So I wrote out, like, the actual amount correct, but then I wrote 400,000 and $200 or something like that. Like, I just wrote an extra hundred. I wrote an extra hundred in the word part.
The word part is hard.
That's even funnier somehow than like
that you had to write on the board. Like, it wasn't just a couple 000? Extra zeros. It's like you went through with
You were like 400. No, not 100.
Well, at
1,
least I didn't write
1,000.
Wait, if I wrote 4,100, would that be the same?
4,100.
No.
I don't know what you
that
did.
Would be.
I don't
would be
actually understand how it was possible.
$4 million check.
They try to take this illegible check to the bank.
Sometimes it's like you hit a new low of functioning and you're just like, that is impressive.
Yeah.
And on I go about my day. Like, okay, well, now I know I can do that.
You know, it didn't matter.
Piece of fake paper. What they
do? But the thing is, it's like the guy who works for you or whatever, he like works hard and he does a good job. And it's like, you care about him. And like, it's more of also, it's like, okay, I don't like it when someone tries to take advantage of, it's like, Naomi and I, we had an apartment.
Oh, this was we're talking about a conglomerate of fucking slumlords. I know.
Adaptive Realty.
Name them. You guys are slumlords. Anyways, we were moving out and we cleaned the apartment. Naomi's mom painted the apartment.
We did
so much work to make sure we would get our security deposit back. And then they email us back saying, it's like, you guys didn't do like all these repairs. We're only going to give you back like half of it. And I was like, no, you did not. We had this place professionally cleaned and painted. We want our full security deposit back. And then they emailed us again and they're like, oh, so sorry. We made a mistake. This is actually how much we're going to pay you. And it was still like not all of it. And I was like, that is not true. You did not do this. I have photo evidence. Like, do I have to take you to small claims court?
Yeah. Not small claims.
No, I mean, they weren't going to do anything.
They don't have the time. But then, wait.
I'm also like, I feel backed into a corner because I'm like, oh, you don't want this to get legal. And then I'm like, who is going to pay for an attorney?
I will be representing myself.
No one's going to pay for an attorney. But also, wait, like, you don't have to get an attorney to go to small claims court for the shit. Anyways, you don't. Fun. You have a lot of rights as a tenant.
I know, but we have to ask Julian a gay question.
Yeah. All right. Julian, how did you know you were gay, bro?
We just assume.
Wait, dude, are you gay, dude?
I don't know. I'm not gay.
Me neither, dude.
And what words do you have words that you use? Yeah, you
say special.
Dispecial?
Dispecial.
Dispecialty?
Oh, wait, no. Okay, so this is interesting. Me dodging a story about my life with like a
linguistic
inquiry. Like,
dodge it hard.
One time I was on an interview. I was like fucking 19 years old and I was doing an interview on like my first record. And they were like, you used the word homosexual. Have you ever thought about why you use that? Because technically that's like a, and it's just because I grew up in fucking Memphis and like gay. That's just like the scientific factual term. And I was like, oh, wait. And then now there's like the whole like gay, queer, like,
word explosion.
There's like a connotation, denotation shift. Mm-hmm. In what those mean.
Yeah, totally.
I don't know. I'm a queer person.
Yeah. For sure.
I'm queer. Yeah. I'm not. Normal, but also being queer,
you're just special.
Be normal.
What?
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know. I think everybody's a little queer. Like, that's my shit.
You gotta unlock the mind.
You're
saying I'm gay. You're gay,
ladies.
You are gay too,
ladies. You guys gotta unlock your minds.
ladies.
You gotta unlock your
minds. Everybody's a little gay.
You know what would be funny? It would be funny if
next
instead
album
of
title?
Coming out
Everybody's
to your
little gay for me,
if you, instead of coming out to your parents, you just told your parents that they weren't gay. No, that they were not gay.
Oh, okay.
I have to tell you guys something. You guys are not gay.
You guys are not gay.
And it's really hard for me to have to tell you that. That I wish that was.
And then
we'll
just hope that they're deducing.
Then they're like
that you are.
They start crying. They're like, damn. No, that's the shift in reality.
Out. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's, a, oh, if,
that's how gay was normal.
Yeah, you tell like, them they're not gay.
Y'all are straight. Anyway. I do. When I came out to my mom, it was during a fight, and she was cool. Like,
I did that too with my stepmom.
Yeah. It's a classic. I don't know why I felt like it was like a.
It's a power
did
move.
You dispense it as like a, well, how about this? Yes. Like, well, because my mom was like, she had found out that I'd gotten a tattoo underage, and she was like, you know, you're always like, you know, I don't know, disobedient or like obstinate, like disrespectful. And she's like, I know who you are. And I was like, you don't know anything about me. I'm gay. And then my mom, without missing a beat, goes, I know.
Dude, I gotta be honest. There's no coming out. You know what I'm saying? If you're actually gay, there is no
if
coming
you are,
out.
It's not true. If you're, but you're, I know what you mean because you mean if you're not fat.
Did I ever come out?
I was gonna say it's true for y'all.
Yeah,
that's true. Fair. Yeah, I was like my girlfriend in high school with the like fucking acrylic nails.
Yeah,
and
I think
the
some
perm
people you have
like,
to come
I'm
out.
I'm gay, and her mom was like, no, you're not.
Okay, wait, so you had a girlfriend in high school.
I did, yeah. Let's go. So you? I came out. Do, do, do. Did you say
who?
This was
no.
But I was. Let's see. When did I like come out to people?
Who? I'm dating her
oh,
now.
Oh yeah.
Who
is
it? Oh yeah, Julie. Who? I would love to know her name.
Damn. Okay, sorry.
Did you have a crush on a?
Do you have a crush on anyone named Katie?
Did you ever think of a girl who lived in Chicago suburbs named Katie?
No, what was Katie gonna ask? What were you gonna ask?
What were you gonna ask?
Did you have like did you have a crush on a fictional character or like somebody on
what
TV?
About like an animal?
Or an animal.
Wait, y'all talk about this. Y'all talk about this. Wait, no, we and then me, Phoebe, and Lucy were talking about this because like Lucy's whole thing about not being a, like having a crush on like the goofy like the poet from the Goofy movie because it was like a hot like a fuckable
non-binary
animal. I'm trying to think of like who did I have a crush on. I don't think I had, and this is interesting too because I'm like I think I more was just like I want to do boy shit, which includes saving princesses.
Yeah, totally.
That's part of the job. That was all part of the job.
Be with my top off. Saving ladies.
So simple. Yeah, have you guys seen the Swan Princess? The guy with like the
Yeah, dude.
Look good.
So in a way, it's almost like you had crushes on like the figures that you wanted to be like when you grew up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very confusing. So and then fuck when I got, because I didn't know, I like, I wasn't out here just being like, you're pretty until I was in like middle school. Okay. And then I was
still
like,
pretty early.
Yeah. And then I was like, oh no, I think I'm like in love with one of my really close friends. Mm. And then I was like, no, absolutely not. And so then I had like a bunch of boyfriends that we would just like sit next to each other on a beanbag and play Halo.
Cool. That's fucking sick.
Well, because I was the littest girlfriend they'd ever had. Yeah. I was just like, do you want to go to Taco Bell and play Halo? And they were like, yeah.
They're like, this is my fucking dream.
Yeah, dude. I was like,
we're going to get married. This is so amazing.
Literally. Yeah. And then I would date a boy for like a year.
That's
and
so
just
rad.
Be like chased. I'd be like, oh no, the Lord. We can't have sex because of the Lord.
That was a good one.
I know.
The classic.
Yeah.
And then as soon as I found out I was gay, I was like, well, I'm sinning already.
Did you ever tell the girl that you were in love with in middle school?
No, but I came out and she was like, I see.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Because like I came out in high school like years later. Like we like grew apart and then I came out and she was like,
Yeah.
And then we were not.
She was
really
doing math
close.
In her head.
She was doing math.
She had the Zach Galifianakis math in her face. Yeah.
Wait, you came out. When did you say you came out?
I came out. I like, but it was like staggered. Like, so I came out to my friends when I was like 14.
Rad. Hell yeah.
And that's awesome. Dude, I came out to my friend. But then also, I was like in a bro. I say this all the time, but I was like weird, like a weird, like. Variety of queer where like I came out to my bros who were in the like pop punk house show scene. Mm-hmm. I literally came out to Matthew Gilliam, shout out Matt, he's coming. Mm-hmm. And he plays music with me still, and I was like, I have a girlfriend, and he goes, okay. And then we were just like supposed to have band practice and he was like,
yeah,
okay. Like but then I think that the conceptualization was like, now I am a boy. Because then, they, like my dude friends would be, like, trying to talk about boobs and shit with me. And
didn't
I'd be
that
like,
happen to y'all?
And I'd be like,
yeah, and
I don't.
I probably engaged in the conversation.
I might have engaged in a conversation or two myself, Joe.
Sure, okay. Sure, an educated conversation around a table with friends is to be expected when you have a specialty.
Scientifically speaking, the shape of the bosom.
They can be sort of. But also,
but it was like that. It was like that, and then the only lesbians I knew were like 3 years older than me, and like they were like four wheeler, like backwards fox riders hat lesbians, and then they all like basically all joined the army.
Whoa,
that was a type, yeah.
Whoa,
that I'm like visibility for well because the kid so like. I'm just gonna talk about my queer best friends when I was in middle school and they were in high school. didn't do really well in school. They felt ostracized. They were really smart. They got kicked out of their house early. Mm. Their partner went to Love in Action and would talk about it fucking like a fucking Vietnam. It was crazy. They were like, Jesus we're not allowed Christ. To look at other people. We have to wear these weird suits. It was crazy. And then it's just like two women that live in, or girls that live in my neighborhood. Girls, children. Ugh. And so then I'm like, well, no fucking duh. You like get out of the house at like 17 or 18 and you're like, I don't have a scholarship. I don't feel like I fit in. Oh, I want absolutely. What the government dangles in front of me sure. as a free ride to college and a paycheck
yeah.
that is literally the capital of my body.
Yeah.
And so then, like, they all joined, like, went to Afghanistan. It was, yeah. like, fucking nuts. Great. Oh, my God. It's nuts. Jesus and I'm Lord like, God, that so is the lesbians I knew. And then I moved to college to get my little audio engineering degree. And then everybody was like, like, you don't have to shave your legs. I'm a vegetarian. Listen to Wyoke. Like, totally. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, different, yeah. Sure. different brand that yeah. I had just did not know existed. I was like, I will become a boy.
Yeah.
Basically. Yeah. And like, I don't know, man. It's just, also it was like suburbs of, like, I'm sure that there were other people doing other shit, like, in different pockets of culture in my town. I just wasn't at them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Joe just starts crying.
He's keeping about fucking going to war.
Do you
isn't
you
know that crazy?
Called, do you know a band Man, called Stray from the
so
Path?
People.
Do you know I ever?
Hell yeah. Do you know that song where they're before the breakdown? It's like, what would you tell your recruiter if you had to tell him one thing? And the guy's like, fuck you.
Yes.
Bum, bum, bum. The fucking rad. Go listen to Stray from the Path, guys. Fucking cool.
Dude,
stuff.
That make your Rock. Own history record.
Just goes so hard.
It's so hard.
Dude, they're insane. They're so good.
They're very good. I love that band.
Very like leftist fucking Rage Against the Machine type hardcore punk stuff.
They are, but then like, it's like really highly produced like yes. new metal, yeah, like almost breakdown.
It's
funny
like how new
pop,
metal is that though.
But oh then
like it sounds
but
good.
Then they're saying shit like
fuck
class
police.
War.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and you're yeah. like oh, okay, okay.
It's tight.
It's really cool.
Anyway, did we get to we kind of got to some questions, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. I think
that's so I'm just like and then they all went to war one. And then that's it for the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
oh god.
But then you
no,
went
we have
to
some
college
time.
And
didn't go to war.
And you didn't go to war. Well, you went to a different
fuck, you guys.
I know.
I have the opposite fuck. Of survivor's guilt for like unrealized gay potential.
Damn.
For all of my homies.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Fucking, I mean, it's just true, dude.
I'm just
it's
like,
so fucked.
That's why, like, sometimes I'm just like, I don't know, it feels kind of weird to be like, I don't know, I wonder about, like, people at my, or, like, folks at my school or from my childhood. Pretty much everybody's proud of me because they're like,
you made it out.
It's like, yeah. Memphis, we were all, like, in this big of a bubble, too, mm-hmm. just yeah. being like, I literally used to clip out, like, reviews of my band from the Memphis Flyer and, like, mail it. Like physical copies to like No Sleep Records and be like, mm. like before there's an EPK, it's yeah. just a PK.
Yeah,
it's
totally.
Just a press kit.
Oh, yeah,
I was just like,
we did some envelope.
Yeah,
at
we
the
did some envelope
like,
stuffing.
A, yeah. A demo, and I'm just like, yeah, it had it worked like for one of us, and it's like kind of a gamble and kind of luck and kind of persistence and kind of whatever. And
yeah.
then I'm just like, yeah, nobody ever told those motherfucking. Just like Fox Rider four-wheeler dykes yeah. that they could do some shit like that.
Well, it's
yeah.
also just a trip. Like what? How old are you?
I'm 28.
Like the difference that even such a small amount of time, like you being in middle school and those people being in high school, like it was crazy how much things changed between like 2010 and 2020.
Yeah, because it was like totally. They were
it's
selling
fucking whiplash.
I remember going with them. Like they would drive me down to the fucking, what was that store called? American Apparel that had the like vote yes or
yes.
no on
yeah,
Prop
yeah.
8.
Yeah, no yeah. on Prop 8.
Yeah.
Fucking God, dude.
And I was just like,
remember.
Oh yeah, my mom threw that shirt away of mine.
Wow. Damn.
And then like.
So fucking crazy.
Well, like, I think also because, I don't know, whatever. That's a little bit more complex of an avenue to get down. But like, I was just like, yeah, I was like watching that shit unfold. Like, mm-hmm. I was watching them go to like Pride marches and be like, what is that?
Yeah,
and then there's
yeah.
like my friend Alex and like Chaps. And I was like, oh, okay. Like it's starting to get like a little bit of information, like as far as they were willing to self-realize
yeah.
was like a door for a younger me. So I yeah. think about that a lot too, where I'm like, I'm burgeoning on obsolete every moment. I'm closer to it. So I better just like fucking throw some oats in the young people gay.
Yeah, totally.
Dude, young totally.
Young
totally.
I had my in the young people syntax gay like yeah, just disintegrated here, right there.
It's our here. Just it's fucking what we do to here. People.
Yeah.
No, I feel like we did a really good job of covering a lot of ground. I feel like we didn't talk about like specifically gay shame that much. Which
we talked about radical other stuff. Yeah. We talked about this shame of using this.
The phone shame.
Phone shame.
We talked about. I mean,
talked about a lot.
There's shame. There's yeah. shame in there's the air.
If you listen, if you listen back, tonight. You'll find that shame is embedded in almost every moment of our conversation.
Fuck.
Thank you so much for coming on.
It was my pleasure.
We love you, dude.
Honor and joy.
Do you want to? Do we have time to rate a review?
Yeah. All right. This is a 5-star review from Burnt Toast Sunday called "Totaled My Car to Gay Attic."
I've read this.
Oh yeah. Okay. Oh.
Go ahead.
Yes, you read that right. Fuck. I think I am the first and hopefully only person who can say that they have in fact totaled their car while listening to Gay Attic. To clarify, it wasn't my fault. A deer sprang in front of my car while I was going 80 miles per hour on the interstate. I'm glad it wasn't worse. I was on my way to the Kansas City airport to fly to All Things Go. So not only can I say I was listening to Gay Attic, I was technically also on my way to a Muna show.
Damn.
It was a horrible experience and now I have no car. It's a good story though.
What the fuck?
This person is radically positive. Good story. Hope y'all see this because I could use a good laugh. Love y'all. Be safe out there, chaotic listeners. You never know when a deer will decide to crash the listening party.
Yeah. Damn, awesome. Son.
I love you guys.
It's not your fault that you totaled your car and we're really sorry.
Everyone, don't touch your car.
I love you. I'm glad it was a deer that didn't gore you because that happens.
Yeah. Fuck. I'm glad it wasn't a moose.
Let's make it worse with intrusive thoughts of how it could have been bad. You gotta get out of here.
Yeah. Thank you all. I love you all. And I love you, Katie.
Thank you so much, Julian. I know the people have been frothing at the mouth for this episode.
The
so
rare holographic
welcome.
Member of Boy Genius yeah, that yeah. you can't get in touch with by phone because it scares me. Yeah,
we love Julian. Wait, I love Julian. I love myself. I love you, Naomi. Bye, Katie. Love you guys.
I love you guys. Katie's left. Thank you for being on. Love myself. My name is Josette. And now you have to tell yourself you love yourself.
I love myself. My name is Julian.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gayotic is a production of HeadGum.
Created and hosted by us, the band Muna, but mostly we're known as the famous podcasters from the podcast Gayotic.
Our producer is Anya Kanovskaya.
And our associate producer is Ali Khan.
The show is mixed and mastered by Sam Mutin.
If you want to prove that you love us, feel free to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify or wherever people review podcasts. We might even pick your review and talk about it if it's a really good and really nice one.
You can subscribe to Gayotic on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher,
wherever you get your podcasts.
New episodes drop on Hump Day, Wednesday. One of the greatest days of the week, baby.
That's right. We do this regularly because we have fucking discipline.
You're listening to our voices right now, which sound pretty good. But guess what? The face cards don't decline either. So head over to our Instagram at whereismuna and like one of our photos. I mean, truly any dopamine hit we can get is helpful.
Meet you right back here next week.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.